Good afternoon.
下午好.
It's wonderful to be with you again. Thank you so much for inviting me back to preach.
很高兴又和大家见面了，真是非常高兴，大家邀请我回来再和大家一起给大家证道。
Today we're looking at Romans chapter 4. Please open your Bibles to Romans 4.
今天我们要看罗马书第四章，请打开圣经，罗马书第四章。
And the title of the sermon is The Faith of Abraham.
今天要讲到的题目是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So we are going to read the whole chapter, all 25 verses. It's very long, but stay with it.
我们今天要读罗马书第四章整个的全部的经文，虽然比较长，但是大家还要耐心的从头到尾读到底。
I'll just let you read it.
OK. 那我就我们一起来读中文。罗马书第四章，亚伯拉罕因信称义。罗马书第四章，请如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的。 只是在神面前并无可夸，经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。他说。 得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的；主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？ 不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。 未受割礼而信之冬季去行的人，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。若是属乎律法的人才得为后赐，信就归于虚空，应许也就废弃了。因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。 所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属于恩，叫应许定然归给一切后嗣，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。亚伯拉罕所信的，是要叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记。 我已经立你过多国的父，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先可说，彼得后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许。 总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，并且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。所以这就算为他的义。算为他义这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的。 就是我们这信神，使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人，耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯复活，是为叫我们称义。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would come and teach us through the Holy Spirit today.
主耶稣，我们请求你亲自来跟我们说话。
Open our hearts to your word.
打开我们的心，让你的话进入。
Lord, I pray that you would give us your hope and your salvation.
主啊，我们祷告你给我们希望，给我们救赎。
Lord, take away our pride.
挪走我们的骄傲。
And in humility, teach our hearts.
让我们谦卑的来到你面前，用一颗。
Lord, may you receive all the glory today in Jesus' name.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
So the subject we're talking about today is work.
今天我们要讲的主题是行为。
And work is a universal experience. All of us work. Everybody works all the time.
好，我们讲的这个是要讲工作。工作呢是一个普遍的人类的人人都工作。
And today is Sunday. Most of us are not working. We're in church.
今天呢是礼拜天，今天我们不上班，我们来教会。
Monday morning is coming very soon.
礼拜一很快就会来到了。
And we will all go to work, won't we?
我们都会去上班，是不是？
And even if you're retired, you still remember an experience of working.
即使你退休了，你是不是还记得当你在工作的时候的经验？
All of us work. What kind of work have you done in your life?
我们都上班，都工作。什么样的工作你曾做过呢？
Can you think of the different jobs that you've held and the work that you've done?
你可以想象你曾做过的工作吗？
What were your earnings? What did you get paid?
你赚多少钱？
It's a universal experience. Everyone works, and they deserve a wage to get paid.
这是一个普遍的经验，人人都工作，工作得工价。
One of the best experiences of earning wages I had was when I was a salesman, and I went door to door knocking, selling books.
我最得意的工作要算是我做卖书的行业的时候家家敲门卖书，然后呢拿这个销售的佣金。
I averaged 85 hours a week labor.
我差不多每周要工作85个小时。
And I worked hard.
我非常的累。
And do you know why I worked hard?
你知道我为什么努力工作？
Because I was on commission.
因为我赚取佣金。
And I needed to get paid, so I had to work hard in order to make money.
我需要赚取佣金，我干越多呢，拿钱会越多。
And it feels good to make money, doesn't it?
赚钱是感觉非常好，是不是？
It feels good to work hard and get paid, right?
你工作很努力，然后呢，赚很多钱，是不是都感觉很好？
Why does it feel good?
为什么感觉会很好呢？
Because you earned it.
因为这是你赚来的。
I remember twice in my life, my earnings were taken away.
我记得在我的工作经历当中呢，有两次我赚取的钱呢被别人拿走了。
And twice in my life, my employer tried to break their contract with me and not pay me for the work that I had done.
有两次呢，我的公司，我的雇主，他要撕破合同啊，我们签好的合同该拿多少钱，他不愿意这样做了。
I was very angry.
我非常恼怒。
Why was I angry?
为什么我会不高兴呢？
Because they were trying to take what I earned.
因为他们将我所该得的拿走了。
The question that we want to ask today is, what have you earned spiritually?
今天要问的问题是，你究竟在属灵上赚到了什么呢？
Paul, in the book of Romans, makes an extended argument about our spiritual earnings.
保罗在罗马书第四章里讲到了一个属灵的工价。
He starts in chapter one.
他从第一章开始。
And he goes all the way through the end of chapter six.
从第一章一直到最后一章。
So this is a long argument.
这是一个非常一个很长的一个争论。
And we're right here in the middle in chapter four.
我们现在是在这个争论的这个中间第四章。
And what we find in Romans chapter 1 through chapter 6,
我们发现呢，从罗马书第一章到第六章，
is what everyone has earned is unrighteousness.
每人所赚得的只是不义。
What we've actually earned is separation from God.
我们所赚取的其实是和与神的隔绝。
What we've earned is guilt and shame.
我们所赚取的其实是愧疚。
And at the very end of the argument in chapter 6, verse 23, Paul tells us the point that he's making throughout the whole of this argument.
第六章在第23节讲到了这个整个这一个他要叙述的这个问题的终结。
He says in chapter 6, verse 23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第六章第23节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
So we are likened to a person who has committed a crime and is on death row, awaiting their execution.
我们就像一个被判了死刑的罪犯，在等着被判决的那一天到来。
And we are guilty before God, deserving the punishment of death.
我们是有罪的人，我们所应得的应该是死。
And if we understand this, if we get this,
如果我们真的明白这个，
our hearts will panic.
我们的心会跳。
There'll be a little pitter-patter in our heart, a fear, because we know we deserve to die.
我们会很惊慌，会很担忧，因为我们会死。
And if you are a Christian today,
如果你是基督徒,
please do not fall asleep during this message.
不要睡觉。
Don't push the snooze button on your alarm and go back to sleep. You know.
不要关掉那个让你睡醒的那个闹钟。
As Christians or as religious people, we hear all the time that Jesus died for our sins.
作为一个基督徒，我们经常会听说主耶稣为我们而死。
But it's because you are guilty.
只是因为我们有罪。
And he had to die for you. You are so guilty.
他必须为我们而死，因为我们罪恶深重。
And we should constantly be asking questions about this. If we are so guilty, why did Jesus have to die?
我们应该经常的不断地问这个问题，我们这样有罪，为什么耶稣要为我们而死？
And we have to ask deep spiritual questions about our heart. What have we earned?
我们要扪心自问，我们赚取了什么？
And it will take our whole life to understand this.
这是我们一生的功课。
So please don't go to sleep.
请不要睡觉，好好听。
So we ask urgent questions when we're afraid of death.
那我们现在问一个很迫切的问题。
We say, how can we get out of this mess?
我们怎样才能摆脱这个困境呢？
Or how does salvation happen for our hearts?
神的救赎是怎么发生的？
And what do I need to do? What can I do?
我们需要做什么？ 我们能够做什么呢？
And what's the result?
结果是什么？
In Romans chapter 4, Paul makes a very powerful and practical point around the illustration of wages.
保罗在罗马书第四章讲了一个举例，讲到了这个问题的这个关键。
And he gives us the answer to our deepest questions.
这是一个非常强有力的又有现实意义的一个问题，然后他给了我们那个回答。
To the first one, how can I get out of this mess, or how does salvation happen?
我们怎样？第一个问题是，我们怎样才能脱离这个困境？这个救赎是怎么发生的？
He answers, because we've earned death and we cannot earn life, God is our salvation.
他的回答是，因为我们赚取的我们的工价乃是死，我们只有依靠耶稣基督来归向神。
That we cannot look to ourselves, we have to look to God.
我们不能看自己，我们必须归向神。
Because we've actually earned the punishment of death.
因为我们其实是我们的惩罚，我们的审判应该是死。
And that God provides salvation in Jesus.
上帝将耶稣基督赐给我们，完成他的救赎。
And we ask, what do I need to do now?
现在我们要问，我们需要做什么现在？
Well, because God has given you the gift of Jesus to die for your sins,
因为上帝已经将耶稣基督 这个礼物赐给了我们，为我们而死了。
The only thing that you can do is that is active is receive it like a present.
你所需要做的唯一的一件事情就是接受它，它为你的生命的主。
And you must actively trust that Jesus pays for your sins and saves you.
你必须非常主动的来相信主耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
And because you earn death.
因为罪的工价是死。
And because God gives you the gift of salvation.
因为上帝给了你救赎的这个礼物。
You can't brag about it.
你没有什么自夸的。
There's no boasting.
没有什么好骄傲的。
You don't get any glory.
你没有任何的荣耀可得。
Instead, in great thanksgiving, you give God all the glory.
相反，你应该将所有的荣耀颂赞都归给主。
Your earning is punishment and death.
你的罪，你的工价乃是死。
God is the one who's earned salvation for you, so God gets all the glory alone.
上帝是唯一能够完成救赎的，所以上帝得一切的荣耀。
So the first question is, how does this salvation happen? Or how can we get out of this mess that we're in of death?
那第一个问题就是说，我们怎样脱离这个困境？
And,
上帝怎样完成他的救赎？
And we are answered that Jesus pays for it on the cross.
因为主耶稣基督为我们付了代价，为我们而死。
And actually chapter 4 is like a sandwich from chapter 3 and chapter 6.
罗马书第四章就像一个三明治啊，前面一到三章和后面五到六章中间夹在中间的一个三明治一样。
And the meat of the sandwich is faith.
这个三明治的这个中心的内容呢是信心。
And what we see in chapter 3 is that Jesus pays for our sins.
我们在看罗马书第三章里讲主耶稣基督为我们付了代价。
So look in chapter 3 verse 25 and 26.
第三章第25节和26节。
It says that Jesus paid a sacrifice of atonement by dying for us, paid for it with his very blood.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，是要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先死所犯的罪。
And so God punished our sins in Jesus instead of punishing us.
上帝审判了我们的罪是通过耶稣基督而不是我们自己。
And all in between chapter 4, all it talks about is believing in Jesus, having faith in Jesus, that he paid for your sins.
整个第四章就是讲这个信心。
And then he closes out the argument in chapter 4, verse 25. He said, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
罗马书第四章最后总结第五二十五节是这样说的，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
So in our salvation, God pays for it.
在这个救赎当中，上帝为我们付了代价。
We don't earn it. God gives it to us like a gift.
我们没有赚得，是上帝他主动给我们的。
And because of that, ultimately God will get all the glory, not us.
因为这个原因，上帝得一切的荣耀，不是我们自己。
And in Romans, Paul will show two ways that we don't understand our salvation.
保罗在第四章里讲了，在两方面我们不是很明白这个神的救赎。
The first way is in chapter 4.
第一方面是在第四章里。
The first way that we misunderstand is we think of ourselves as moral and legally good.
第一方面就是说，我们呢认为我们不太明白的，就是因为我们认为我们在道德上是很好的人，是很本来是已经是义人了。
We say to ourselves, I'm a pretty good person.
我说我们都会讲我们自己是一个很好的人啊。
I'm definitely better than him.
我绝对比那个人强。
So I'm pretty good.
啊，我很好。
And so we begin to brag and boast about ourselves.
我们开
we do good things. We've earned a little bit of credit for ourselves.
我们开始就骄傲，开始自夸我们的好行为啊，我们应该赢得一些赞赏。
And this cannot possibly be because Jesus was punished for our sins. He was executed. We should have been executed. How can we be prideful?
因为耶稣基督为我们死，本来应该是我们被钉在十字架上。现在耶稣基督为了我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，我们有什么好自夸的呢？
And so we should never boast.
我们从来就不应该骄傲，不应该自夸。
And we should never think that we're earning our salvation.
我们从来就不应该认为我们赢得了拯救。
Now, if you went all the way to chapter 6, he would tell you the second way we can misunderstand our salvation.
如果你往下看到第六章的话，你会看到另一方面，我们不太明白神的救赎的工作。
And that's to be immoral.
就是不道德。
He said, oh, it doesn't matter. Jesus died for my sins. He paid for it. I can do whatever I want.
现在我们因为耶稣基督为我们而死了，我们可以做任何的事情，任意妄为，因为他已经为我们死了，为我们付了代价，我们就可以随意而行。
That would be like being saved from your execution and running out and doing exactly the same thing that put you on death row.
这就像一个 被判罪的罪犯被释放了以后回来，他又重新犯罪一样。
You would never do that.
你永远不应该做这样的事情。
It doesn't make any sense. If someone released you from prison, you wouldn't run right out and do those very same things again. Otherwise, you would totally misunderstand your freedom.
想想看，有人把你从监狱里释放了，然后你回来还做同样的事情，犯同样的罪。
So we see that both of these sides are like falling off the saddle of a horse on one side or the other.
这两方面就像一个人骑在马上，一会儿往左偏，一会儿往右偏。
If you're a moralistic person that brags,
如果你是一个自由主义者,
or you're an immoral person that brags,
或者你是一个非常有道德的人，你经常的骄傲自夸。
Both deny that Jesus died for your sin.
这两方面或左或者或右都是否认了耶稣基督为我们而死。
Both rob God of glory.
这两者都窃取了神的荣耀。
And they fail to understand the good news of what God has done for us in Jesus.
他们没有真正明白福音的真正意义是什么。
And Paul shows us the first one. He focuses on the first one in chapter 4 in a couple of ways.
保罗在第四章 主要是在强调第一方面因行为称义的事情。
Look at chapter 4 verses 1 through 8.
第四章第一节到第八节。
He says, what then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? Or what did Abraham discover about our salvation?
如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？
If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God.
倘若亚伯拉罕是因为行为称义就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。
What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
经上说什么呢？ 说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。
However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
This is something we must understand.
这方面我们必须真正的来理解。
Salvation is not like a job.
神的救赎不像一份工作。
You can't earn it.
你不能够赚来。
You cannot work hard and get your own salvation like you get a paycheck.
你不能通过努力的工作来赢得拯救。
Chapter 3, which we read earlier, shows that the only thing that we've earned is punishment of death.
第三章讲到了我们唯一的能够赚来的，就是 我因为我们罪的缘故就是死。
How can we brag about that?
我们怎么可以自夸呢? 怎么可以骄傲呢?
A legalistic person that says, oh, I'm very good, I'm very good. Actually, their bank account is bankrupt. They have nothing.
律法主义者说，我是一个很义的人，其实在他们的银行账户上，他们已经破产了。
The only person who can save a wicked man or woman is God.
唯一可以救我们的就是上帝。
Look at what it says in verse 5.
看看第五节是怎么说的。
It says, however, to the man who does not work but trust God, God is the one who justifies them.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义，上帝该得的荣耀。
Then you might say, well, who is salvation for?
那你现在可能说，那神的救赎是为谁准备的呢？
In verse 9 through 13, it shows that salvation is for everyone.
第九到十三节讲了这个神的救赎是对所有人的。
And Paul tells the story of how circumcision came about to prove his point.
保罗在第四章里用割礼来举例说明这个事情。
If works was how we are saved, if doing things was how we were saved,
如果我们是因行为称义，
or shows what class of people can come to God,
什么样阶层的人可以得到福音。
Then in the very story of circumcision, why did God offer salvation before anything was done?
那为什么上帝会先有应许，然后才行割礼呢？
It says, is this blessedness only for the circumcised? In verse 9.
第九节说，
We've been
如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人啊，不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？
Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before.
是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候。
And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised.
他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证。叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们算为义。
So then he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them.
又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之踪迹去行的人。
And what we see is that everyone can come to God if they believe.
我们现在看来，人人只要信耶稣基督，都可以来到主的面前。
A legalistic way devalues the promise of God's gift of Jesus.
律法主义者其实是降低了神的拯救的这个价值，而且呢是也是违背了这个神的拯救的这个真正的意义。
The whole story of God's people proves it.
整个上帝的子民来都证明了这一点。
Look in verse 13.
看看第十三节。
He said it was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received this promise.
十三节说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
But it comes by faith.
是因信而得的义。
For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath, and where there'sNo law, there is no transgression.
若是属乎律法的人才得为后嗣，信就归于虚空，也许也就废弃了。因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。
And if we think that we can earn our way to salvation, we make Jesus' gift to us worthless.
如果我们认为我们可以赚取神的救赎，那我们耶稣基督的救赎呢，就毫无意义了。
Well, what do we need to do then?
那我们现在应该做什么呢？
Look in verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
It says, the promise comes by faith.
所以人得为后嗣是本乎信。
And we're called to receive and believe in Jesus, and this promise comes by faith.
我们被呼召来相信神，我们相信他，是靠神所赐予我们的信心。
Yes, and it's an act of trusting.
是一个主动的一个信心。
And so what we see is that Abraham is our supreme example.
亚伯拉罕是给我们一个上好的典范。
He is our father because he showed us what it means to have a relationship with God based on faith.
他是我们的信心之父，因为他给我们表明了，向我们显明了他信心如何使他和神连起来。
Now many of you know that I work with high school students.
许多人知道我带小高中生。
And I take my high school students away on youth retreats.
我带小高中生去退休会。
And I always take them to these challenge courses that have high ropes courses, very high up on telephone poles.
我总是给他们一些很艰难的功课，让他们say it again.
They're high ropes courses with
有一些就是说那个很
Yeah, there's a zip line that runs from a very high post, one post to another post, very high metal wire.
对，它就像这个电话线，从一个电线杆到另一个电线杆。
So four stories up in the sky.
有四层楼高。
And I'm very scared of heights.
我非常是一个害怕这个升高的人。
But I go up, and I make my students go up.
我爬到上面去，我也让我的学生来爬上去。
Because they have to take the equipment and clip into the line and jump and ride on the zip line.
他们爬到上面去，然后呢？就是一下子跳下来，然后就飞到那个沿着这个线就飞过去。
So I stand on the edge and I'm very frightened. I'm scared.
我是紧紧抓住这个绳子，我就非常害怕。
What's happening is I have to believe that the equipment will work.
在这种情况下，我必须相信那个这些设备呢，它是可以工作的。如果它不工作，那我会怎么样呢
It is of no help for me to stand on the ground and look up and go, yes, that will work.
如果我从底下看看，就只是说啊，这些仪器呢，这些设备呢会工作，是没有什么帮助的，对我来说。
We are making the point that you cannot earn your salvation in the same way that I can't jump from one pole to the next pole.
我其实要向大家说明这个问题，就是说我们不能够赚取神的救赎，就像我爬这个东高来跳这个一样。
So, but you do have to do something.
但是你确实需要做一些事情。
You must believe.
你必须相信。
So you can't get from life, you can't get from death to life like across a huge chasm.Huge chasm. You can't get there. You have to ride on Jesus, the zip line.
你不能从死到活到生，你必须，因为这是一个不可逾越的鸿沟，必须经过耶稣基督。
But you must trust the equipment.
但是你必须来相信这个，相信他，相信耶稣基督。
You must trust that Jesus can save you.
你必须相信耶稣基督可以救你。
And you must not brag that you saved yourself.Because it was the equipment that held you up.
你不可以有什么自夸的，因为是就像我刚才东高来跳一样，是这个仪器设备救着我。
And this is what it's like to face the fact that we've earned death, and but Jesus gives us a gift of life.
这就像我刚才讲的这样，是耶稣基督给了我们这个礼物。他亲自为我们付了代价，救了我们。
We have to recognize that we can't earn it.
我们必须认识到，我们不能够赚取救恩。
But what we have to do is receive it and trust it.
我们所需要做的，必须是接受它，然后相信它。
The ultimate example is in our physical death.
最后的一个例子就是我们这个身体的死。
In Pilgrim's Progress, I don't know if you've read that book.
天路历程这本书很多人可能会读。
Is that a popular book?
Yes.
At the end of the story, the Christian has to cross the cold river.
在最后的这个故事当中，这些基督徒必须穿过一条河。
And it's only because of Jesus that he can get across.
只有耶稣基督可以帮着他们过这条河。
And when we die, we have to trust that Jesus is going to take us.To heaven instead of just leaving us to die and go to hell.
当我们在死的时候，我们要相信耶稣基督可以将我们带到天堂。
And this is a miracle that happens.
这是一个奇迹。
And Abraham experienced the miracle.
亚伯拉罕经历了这个奇迹。
Because we see that he was 100 years old and that he could not produce an heir.
因为我们知道亚伯拉罕已经100岁了，他不能够生产后代。
And his wife could not have children.
他的太太不能够有也是不能够生产。
So there was nothing he could do to produce an heir.
他不能够做任何事情来生儿育女。
He couldn't earn it.
他不能够赚取。
He couldn't try really hard. His body was too old, and so was his wife's.
他也不能够努力去因为他已经太老了。
And so he had to trust God would do a miracle, and he just had to believe.
他必须相信神会行奇迹，使那不可能的成为可能。
And he believed that God could do the impossible.
他相信神会能够做那人认为是不可能做的事情。
Look at verse 17.
我们看第十七节。
It says, I have made you a father of many nations. This is funny because Abraham has no children.
第十七节说，亚伯拉罕所信，我已经是让你成为万国之父，万人之父。
He is our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。后面第十八节，他在无可指望的时候因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。
And so we see that Abraham trusted God for the impossible. He didn't do it himself.
我们看到亚伯拉罕相信神能够将人看来不可能的事情变成可能。
God is the God who can give Abraham a son.
上帝是能够给亚伯拉罕带来儿女的这位上帝。
And God is the God who can bring life even out of death.
上帝是这位能使死人复活的上帝。
And look what God does for us. God raises Jesus from the dead and punishes our sin in Jesus and gives us life through his resurrection.
看看上帝为我们做了什么。上帝将罪归到主耶稣基督的身上，将我们的罪归到他的身上，然后将他从死里复活。
And in verse 21, Abraham was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Verse
21. 21节说，却满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And it was the faith and trust that Abraham had in God that was his connection with God.
是亚伯拉罕的信心和完全的信靠使他和神连接起来。
And Abraham's story, his process of believing in God and receiving a miracle is also our story.
亚伯拉罕的故事，他相信神，接受神，做完全的信靠他，也是我们的故事。
Abraham's experience must be our experience.
亚伯拉罕的经历也必须是我们的经历。
In fact, we're told that in verse 23, the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe on him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
23节说，算为他义这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，这是就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
So the application then is if God performs the miracle and God gives the gift of life, then how can we brag?
这个应用在我们生活当中的话，就是说上帝给我们救赎啊，是上帝做成就了这个工作，我们怎么样，我们绝对不能够自夸。
And we must praise God.
我们必须赞美神。
So who gets the glory in your salvation?
在这个救赎的过程当中，谁得荣耀呢？
God and God alone.
上帝，唯有上帝得荣耀。
Only God can pay.
只有上帝可以赎价。
Only God can raise the dead.
只有上帝可以将死人复活。
Only God can gift you life when you deserve death.
只有上帝可以给你生命，当你还是，当你应该是，死的时候。
God accomplishes the impossible.
上帝成就了那不能够，在人看来不能成的事情。
And He gives us the impossible in Jesus.
他通过耶稣基督来成就了他人看来不能成的事情。
And this is so important for us. It's the center of our faith.
这个对我们非常重要，是我们信心的中心。
We can never forget this.
我们永远不能忘记这个。
We can never move on from it or supplement it or improve it.
我们永远不能够加一点或者是减一点。
And many of us are tempted into pride.
很多人都是会陷入一种被陷入一种骄傲的情况当中。
Especially when we've been following Jesus and going to church for a long time.
特别是对我们这些天天来教会。基督徒来说，
we tend to think of ourselves as morally superior people because we're good.
我们经常会认为我们是一些比众人社会上其他人更好的一些人。
We think of ourselves as a wonderful church community where we're very good people here, and those people over there, well, they're not so good.
我们认为我们经常来教会，我们这是一个很有道德标准的一个团体。外面的人呢，他们做的没有我们好。
And evensometimes we think of ourselves as theologically superior.
即使当我们认为我们是在这个神学上我们是比别人强。
And we look down on other people who don't believe the Bible as well as we do.
我们看低别人，认为他们对圣经的理解不如我们好。
And we can be tempted to be very prideful about that.
我们会很有属灵的骄傲里面。
But look what Paul reminds us of in chapter 4, verse 3.
保罗在第四章第三节里说什么？
He says, you people who believe the Bible, what's the Bible say about being prideful?
保罗说，你们这些人，你们是信这个圣经的，圣经里怎么讲的呢？
He says, what does the scripture say?
他说，圣经是怎么说的呢？
He said, Abraham believed God, and that's why he was righteous.
亚伯拉罕相信神，这就是他称义的原因。
Now this is very, very common today for people to begin to brag and think about themselves as good.
这在今天是一个很普遍的现象。
And it happens on the right, and it also happens on the left of the political and religious spectrum.
这件事情现在发生在。左派、右派和各种政治团体，甚至基督徒团体当中。
There's a movement in America today called the Moral Majority.
现在有一个有一个运动正在美国掀起一个运动，这个运动这个一个团体基督徒的基督教团体叫道义多数。
And although they may want good things,
虽然他们想要一些好的这个事情。
We have to be very careful that we don't fall into pride.
我们要非常小心，我们不要陷入一种骄傲的情况当中去。
I realized this when a friend of mine came to me and said, "Can I speak with you about something very private?"
我认识到这一点，当我的一个朋友来到我面前跟我讲说，我有一个隐私，我想跟你讲。
And my friend is married and he has children.
我这个朋友他结婚了，又有孩子。
And he said to me.I struggle with homosexuality.
他跟我讲他有同性恋的这个倾向。
And I was very surprised.
我很吃惊。
And at first, I thought of myself as better than him because I don't struggle with homosexuality.
我的第一感觉就是认为我比他要好，因为我没有这个倾向。
But then I had to realize that he's not the problem with my country today. I am.
然后我马上就认识到了，其实他的问题并不是我们这个国家的问题，我是我们这个国家的问题。
My sin deserves execution.
我的罪应该是被惩罚。
Jesus was killed because of my sin.
主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，是为了我的罪的缘故。
I didn't earn my goodness before God.
我没有在神面前赚取什么。
I earned death.
我赚取的是死亡。
How can I look down on my brother for a struggle in his sin?
我怎么可以看低这个我的这位弟兄呢？
We have to realize how sinful we are before God.
我们必须认为我们的罪恶深重。
And that if God had to kill his son because we deserve to be killed,
上帝得让主耶稣基督为我们而死。
How can we think we're superior to homosexuals?
我们怎么可以认为我们比这个同性恋的弟兄更好呢？
It made me realize that I was the same.
它使我认识到其实我们差不了多少。
And that my idea that certain people are destroying our country and that certain people are bad is not true.
我的这种偏见，我们这个国家是因为这些少数人将我们这个国家搞乱了，这个观点是其实是错误的。
And I had to repent of my pride.
我必须来到神面前悔改认罪。
And that's what happens so many times on the right side of the spectrum of politics or religion.
这在这个右派的政党当中呢是非常普遍的。
But the other side has problems too.
当然在左派的政党当中呢也有问题。
The other side thinks they're going to fix everything with their social action.
左派的政党认为他们可以解决一切的这个社会问题。
We're not really that bad. We can fix it through a government program.
我们没有那么坏，我们可以通过政府的一些项目来解决人类的问题。
And what's really interesting is if you think you can earn your own salvation by a program or a government project.
如果你认为政府的一些项目呢可以来救你的话。
You can become very prideful and say, "Ah, look what I did! I fixed myself. I fixed my community."
你可能会非常骄傲说啊，因为我们做了这个事情，我们做了这个项目，现在好了，我们你可能会非常骄傲。
And so this chapter in the Bible is designed to address that and answer that problem.
罗马书第四章就是要解决这个问题。
How can Abraham be our father? And our example, if he realized that he could not brag, but he had to receive God's gift of salvation.
亚伯拉罕怎么样才能够成为我们的信心之父？如果他不能够如果他在神面前夸口的话。
He realized that it was a gift that he couldn't brag about.
他认识到这是上帝的恩典，他没有可夸的。
And I asked you not to fall asleep through this sermon, although many of you did.
我一开始告诉你们不要在这个我在讲道的过程当中睡觉，当然有一些你们还是睡着了。
This is heavy and complicated sometimes.
这个信息呢很重，也很复杂。
But we must understand this heaviness in every moment of our lives, or we will become prideful and brag.
但是我们必须的时常的认识到这一点，认识到这个救赎的真理。
It is absurd, it is crazy to brag about a gift.
如果你为自己的为上帝的恩典来夸口，这是非常可笑的。
Whenever you receive a gift, you don't say, "Oh, look what I did, look what I did." You say, "Look what he gave me."
当你收到一个礼物的时候，你不会说哎呀你看我这个我做的多好，你总是会说那个给你礼物的那个人多好。
We can't earn this, we receive it by faith.
你不能赚取这些，你得到的是通过你的信心。
And when we realize how wonderful it is that although we couldn't do anything, God gives it to us.
这是一个多么上好的一个事情，我们认为如果你认为这是上帝赐给你的，我们只有凭信心来接受它。
This amazing thing happens in our hearts.
这个上好的这个事情发生在我们的内心。
We want to praise God. We want to thank Him. Look in verse 7.
我们要赞美神。
Verse 6,
我们要赞美神，将荣耀归给他。我们又看第六节，正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
And so we cry out, blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
我们向神呼喊，赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算为有福的，有罪的，这人是有福的。
And so when we understand that Jesus died for us, there's the radical leveling of our pride. We can't be puffed up. We fall down before Him in the cross and we glorify Him.
当我们认为是主耶稣基督为我们付了十架为我们而死，我们得了救赎的时候，我们会将我们所有的骄傲全部挪去。
And we don't look at our neighbor and think of ourselves as superior.
我们不会看我们的邻居，他们不如我们。
And there's this radical reorienting of how we look at our neighbor and our lives.
有一些很激进的这个我们要重新调整我们的心态。
We don't look for our help or our hope or our power in ourselves, but in God.
我们不再看寻求希望寻求力量来从我们自己身上找希望找力量，我们要归向神。
And so we see that God is the one who earned it, God is the one who gives it, and God is the one who gets the glory.
上帝 OK, 上帝为我们赚取，上帝呢给我们信心，上帝得一切的荣耀。
And so just like Abraham, it says Abraham did not waver in verse 20, but he had faith and he gave all the glory to God.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，他将所有的荣耀都归给上帝，他仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And so Paul follows through in chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 and he says, therefore since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've gained accessby faith in this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
保罗在第五章又继续鼓励我们，我们因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And so what we see today is thatGod is the one who gives us the gift, so all of our thanks goes to Him, and we can never brag.
我们今天所学到的就是说，上帝给了我们这个信心的礼物，我们给了我们救赎，我们没有什么值得骄傲的。
And so the exhortation today is to give glory to God and give thanks to God because He has earned your salvation.
我们应当将荣耀归给他，将一切的感恩都归给我们的上帝，因为他为我们他给了我们救赎。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Jesus, we repent of our pride.
主啊，我们来到你的面前认罪悔改。
We're very tempted to think of ourselves as good.
我们经常是取向于认为我们自己是一些是义人。
But we're not.
其实我们不是。
We deserve and we've earned a punishment of death.
我们犯罪，我们知道罪的工价乃是死。
Jesus, we choose to receive your gift of salvation.
我们选择来接受你，并且认你做我们的救主。
And we choose to thank you because you earned it for us.
我们将感恩献给你，因为你赐给我们。
Jesus, may you receive all the glory.
主耶稣基督应当得一切的荣耀。
In your name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。